Left-wing activist groups celebrate International Pronouns Day. By Hannah Blow on October 16, 2019. Prominent left-wing organizations and activists commemorated International Pronouns Day on Wednesday, urging individuals to make it a practice to ask people for their pronouns. LGBT activists and activist organizations celebrated International Pronouns Day on social media by urging people to refrain from assuming that an individual's pronouns coincide with their biological sex. Today is International Hashtag Pronouns Day. We all want to be accepted and respected as we are. Make it a practice to ask people for their pronouns and respect them. The official Women's March Twitter account tweeted. Happy Hashtag Pronouns Day. Lambda Legal, which describes itself as the oldest and largest national legal organization litigating and advocating for hashtag LGBTQ people, wrote. Refusal to use someone's correct pronouns is refusing to respect their identity and experience. It added, urging cis people to help normalize pronoun use by offering their own without being asked. Using someone's correct pronouns, and giving your own, isn't difficult, presidential hopeful Julian Castro, D, wrote. Listing his preferred pronouns. I'm Julian Castro, he/him/ale. It takes one extra breath to help people feel seen and respected, he continued. I think that's worth it. Calling people by the correct pronouns matters, the Human Rights Campaign tweeted. More. Some 2020 Democrats have embraced the move to automatically specify preferred pronouns. During CNN's Equality Town Hall this month, Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, walked onto the stage and announced her preferred pronouns as she, her, and hers. CNN's Chris Cuomo issued an awkward response, which ultimately triggered backlash. She, her, and hers? Mine, too, he said, later apologizing for the remark. Like Harris, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, has publicly specified her preferred pronouns, listing she/her on her Twitter bio. Preferred pronouns have become a topic of interest among far-left millennials and social justice warriors, particularly. Those who identify as part of the elder progressive group argue that gender is a social construct and should be viewed as a spectrum, hence the varying genders and accompanying pronouns. Preferred pronouns can range from the traditional his or hers to lesser-known terms such as them, herself, sires, or zeer.